with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump plans to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After expressing frustration with the Russian leader for weeks, the president said the two will hold a summit to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I think my instinct really tells me that we have a shot at it.
The Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska could mean a breakthrough in efforts to end the war. However, Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on their conditions for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A gunman and a police officer are dead in Atlanta. Police Chief Darren Shirebaum tells WSB multiple agencies responded after 911 reports of gunfire at a CVS pharmacy at Emory University across the street from the campus for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Officers arriving found a critically injured DeKalb County police officer that was down. He was immediately extracted from the scene and taken to Grady Memorial Hospital. Officers could still hear gunfire occurring inside the CVS drugstore that is right there at the intersection. So officers moved quickly to attempt to find the shooter and to neutralize the threat to the community. We later found the shooter on the second floor of the CVS. He had been struck by gunfire. We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted. He was removed from the location by Atlanta Fire Rescue to render aid. He did pass at the scene.
CDC employees say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement at the White House aiming to end decades of conflict. President Donald Trump facilitated the meeting with both leaders crediting him for the breakthrough. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 207 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some changes to visa rules.
Foreign athletes who are men living as women will not receive visas to enter the U.S. if they're coming here to compete against women. The action follows President Trump's instructions to all federal agencies to do what they can to protect women's sports, especially with the World Cup soccer tournament and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. Numerous sports governing bodies are also banning men from women's competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Military Chaplains Corps is marking its 250th anniversary this year with an effort to teach the public about its history. It all began with the Revolutionary War in which 218 chaplains served. Today there are thousands of chaplains in service. Initially, all of them were Protestant. The first Catholic chaplain served in 1846, and the first rabbi was commissioned in 1862. This is SRN News. A judge is stopping government contractors in five states from sending hazardous waste to a Michigan landfill.
This week's decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about possible environmental damage. Judge Kevin Cox says the risk is compelling and outweighs any financial harm to Wayne Disposal. The court order bars the landfill from accepting waste from Ohio, Iowa, New Jersey, New York, and St. Louis, all places where the government is cleaning up old weapons sites. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Astronaut James Lovell, who was commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission that managed to get back to Earth safely after an oxygen tank explosion, has died. He was 97. NASA confirmed his death in a statement on Friday. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.